Amen. What a blessing this morning. As I stood and watched those young ladies dance before the Lord. Their little faces were better than the dance was even. The expression. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. That song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Been on my heart this week. Amen. Because he is a waymaker, isn't he? Huh? Yeah, we all have struggles. Some of us have perfect lives, don't have any problems. Some of us are there. For those of you that are, yay. Stand up, thank him, praise him. For those of you that have a struggle here and there, he's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. Amen. He is our God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Lord's been dealing with me. Contrary to popular belief, I don't always listen to my wife. Go figure. Right? You know, the Lord spoke to my heart this week, and I'm not sure where all it's going to go. I got a bunch of stuff here. But he spoke to my heart that we need to learn to listen with intent. Listen with intent. In other words, we need to learn to listen with a purpose. My granddaughter, Bella, likes me to listen to her. And she will get my face, and she will pull it towards her, and she will say, Papa, I need you to listen with your eyes. So I got to put NCIS down. Yeah, bummer. She said, Papa, I need you to listen to me with your eyes. And you know, I think that's what God wants from us, right? I mean, he wants us to listen with intent to him. And not only does he want us to listen with intent to him, but he wants us to listen with intent to those around about us. I've been making a concerted effort over the last few weeks to mute my TV when someone's speaking to me. Amen. And listen with intent. Listen with a purpose. Listen with a desire to hear what's being said. When I'm in my office at work and I have an open door policy, sometimes that can get busy. But I have an open door policy and people come into my office and they start talking to me. And in the past, at times, I've sort of listened, right, while I'm typing or I'm writing or I'm thinking about what I have to do next. And so I haven't necessarily always listened with intent, either to my family, to my employees, to my peers, to my, I always listen to my boss in case this gets out. No. No, haven't always listened with that intent. Haven't always listened with an intent. And when we're in the house of God, we need to listen with intent as well. Someone starts to tell you about their ailments and the issues that they're having. And are we listening? Or are we saying, yep, I'll pray for you. That's the key to say, all right, gotcha. Now stop talking, right? We need to listen with a purpose. Listen with intent. Listen to what God is saying to us, right? Do we listen with intent to the Lord? Do we listen to him? Or do we just sort of listen to him? Because when Sherry starts talking, and I'm watching NCIS, wish Morgan was here right now to Sometimes, well, always in the past, I have tended to try to do both. And that's to my chagrin. But I am making it my purpose, my intent, to stop and listen to her. I don't always ignore her, but there have been times in life when I've ignored her, and I can talk to her about that because she's been there. She is aware of this. She is aware. This is not a surprise to her, so she's not being caught off guard that I didn't always listen, right? That I didn't always listen. So when your wife or your child or your neighbor or your fellow pew sitter here, part of your congregation, part of this body, someone you work with is talking to you, take a few minutes and set it aside and listen. Okay, I'm done. No, I'm not yet. So listen with intent. Listen with a purpose. Resolve it in yourself. Be determined to hear what they're saying. Because what will happen is if we listen with intent, if we purpose ourselves, if we resolve ourselves to hear what they're saying, we actually might be able to help. We might be able to grow. We might be able to help them grow. Amen? Got a lot of folks at my building where I work. A lot of folks. A lot of folks have issues. A lot of folks in this house have issues. Some people don't. Like I said earlier, we know there's a few in here that are perfect and don't have any issues. So those guys, great. I mean, that's yay. Thank you. Thank you for making it to that point. But James 1:19 says it like this. James 1:19. Pardon me? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sorry, my bad. Didn't mean to throw you off. I'm sorry, Lisa. Sorry. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. It's important for us to take time to hear, to listen. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. Sometimes God's speaking to you when you just got cut off on Interstate 70. Sometimes he's speaking to you before you get to that wrath part. I'm probably the only guy that gets mad when somebody cuts you off, but you don't, right? RC doesn't. Sherry doesn't. Nobody gets mad. But I do sometimes, but I have to. But the Lord's been speaking to my heart. You know, I actually had a guy cut me off the other day. I didn't even hit my horn. Didn't even lay on that horn. Didn't call him a jerk. Just thought, wow, he must be in a big hurry. Right? Yeah. I wish you'd have been there too, because you could have witnessed that. Yeah. Yeah, I wish you'd have been there too. That'd have been good. So anyhow, the scripture says, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. I really felt that someone in this house today needs to hear. That he hears you. He hears you. Because he is the best listener in the world. You know, God hears you when you pray. He hears you when you're struggling. He hears you in your failures. He hears you in your despair. He hears you when things are going good. And you just want to praise him. But he hears you. He hears you. And if we could take some lessons from him, because he always hears you. Say, ask my wife. I don't always hear. I don't. I'm not always listening. Kicker to that is, she isn't always listening to me either. Oh, yeah, what? Say what? But she's not. And that's part of us growing together. And my kids, I know they're as close to perfect as kids can be. But they didn't always listen to me. And they still don't. Matter of fact, it's worse now. Now they think they're grown-ups. They don't have to listen to me anymore. So I like to write stuff. I like to write. And I'm not going to try and read this, but I am going to look at my notes because I want to make sure that I capture the thoughts that I wanted to capture today. Amen. Not only do you need to hear, or do we need to hear that he's listening to us, but we need to understand and we need to know that we're listening to each other, right? We need to know that we're listening to each other. Are you listening with intent today? Are you listening with purpose? Are you listening with a desire to bring resolution or to help or to make a difference? How are we listening? Are we listening with our eyes? Pawpaw, with your eyes? She put her little hands on the sides of my cheek. And she'd say, Pawpaw, listen with your eyes. Yes, she did. Yeah, listen with your eyes, Pawpaw. Listen with your eyes. You know, Sherry, talk to me. See? Oh, well, that'll draw me around. That's what I tell her. The rest I didn't get. But that's what I tell her. I say, get my attention. Sometimes that didn't work either. But I'm getting better. 6 months from now, she's going to stand up and testify. I don't know what's happened to that man. But he listens to every word I say. Thank you, Jesus. Yep.
Then they're told, you need to go make this presentation, but you're not late. You just need to go make this presentation. And 63 of 100 students stop. And so it's just the power of, we have so much that we have to slow down to see the blessing.
Amen.
We think that we have to speed up to pursue it, but really we need to slow down to be pursued.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a good word. Amen. You see that? What happened there, though? Is I wasn't listening to her at first. I was moving on to the next thought. I had to step away. I'm saying that for a reason. Sometimes. And if you're one of those people, I speak, this is nerve-wracking for me. But I train people all the time in things. And I have no problem telling them how to run their business. I have no problem with that. But sometimes this is a little bit nerve-wracking with me. But one thing I've learned over the years speaking in front of people is for a person like me, it's hard for me to stay focused in your eyes. And I started to think, geez, what are they thinking? Like, oh my gosh, what the heck, what the heck? But I learned a long time ago that if you'll focus right here, if you have a hard time looking at somebody, just focus right there. Your eyes won't go crossed, promise. Focus right there. You can look at somebody there all day long and they don't know you're not looking in their eyes because your eye is right there. It's right here. So if that makes you nervous, you say, man, I don't like talking to people. Even when you're just talking to somebody, look them right here. If you have a problem with that, now, maybe I'm the only person in the world that ever had trouble with that. I don't think so because I learned that in some kind of college class a long time ago, how to speak to people. You don't know if I'm looking in your eyes right now or not, do you? Some of you I am. Some of you I'm looking right here in the middle of your forehead. Okay? All right, good. That's just a little sidebar there. You can take out what you want to do with that piece. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit. Let's go to Matthew 11:15. I think that's the next one, right? He that hath ears, let him hear. Now let's go to the Revelation 2:29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Amen. The scripture tells us that he that hath an ear, let him hear. And so that tells me that we need to listen. We need to listen what God's saying, right? Amen. 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 Good word. Good word. Amen. Yeah, if we'd listen more, we'd be in less trouble, especially at home. Amen. So I wrote some notes down here. So how do we listen with the intent to understand? One, ask more questions, right? Dig into whatever's being said. Find out. You know? When a child's wanting to know something, by God, they're asking you questions. They're going to ask you 100 questions, and you might not have the answers to half of them. But they want to know. They're going to dig in. See? She's asking questions right now. Stop yourself from interrupting the individual who's speaking. I'm sorry. I'll preface myself for the next 5 years with I'm sorry. Because I'm an interrupter. Because I'm interpreting what you're going to say before you finish saying it, thinking I know. Thinking I know. Thinking I know. And I'm trying to finish your sentences for you because I know. But I don't always know. And what it just becomes is an interruption and rude. Okay? Avoid distractions. Oh, I'm sorry. Morgan was at my house one night, Morgan and the girls. I don't know who all was there. But she wanted to talk to me about something. I said, you need to wait 12 minutes because my show's going to be over in 12 minutes. And she has never let me forget that. Right? She has never let me forget that. Just 12 minutes, Jim. But I want to talk. 12 minutes. Just wait. Amen. If you didn't know, I'm a little bit obsessed with NCIS, but I've been getting a little bit bored with it here lately. So, and here's the one that is the kicker for us as human beings, Sherry. No, I'm just kidding, baby. Don't assume that you know the answer to everything. I know. Sherry knows all the answers, but the rest of us, yeah, her and Terry, don't assume that you know the answer to everything. Come on. We are an answering bunch of folk. And I'm not just talking about the folk in these four walls. I'm talking about the human race. We think we know the answers. If you don't believe that, just go on one of these Facebook or one of these other social media sites. You know, at least on Facebook, you know who it is, right? When they're offering up an opinion that they know everything. If you get on Twitter, yeah, I got Twitter. I don't get on there, but every once in a while I read it. Or if you look on a news site and all the people that tweeted, is that what you call it? I knew that. Yeah. Yeah, if you tweeted, they don't even have their real name there. It's like Bubo27 at 14. Chicken. Right? Chicken. Because they're willing to say whatever they want to say because nobody knows who they are. Boy, that's brave. Oh, yeah, you're bad, aren't you? At least put your name there. If you're gonna smash somebody, be a man, be a woman, be whatever. But be brave. All right. I'm sorry. Amen. So what is God saying? He's letting us know through his song, through word, through that still small voice. He's speaking to us. When I hear certain songs, they speak to me. And sometimes it's a different song, and sometimes the song that spoke to me before doesn't necessarily speak to me today. When I hear a minister or someone stand up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, it speaks to me. It might not speak to me the same as what it speaks to you, but it speaks to me. And I get something out of that. God is speaking to us all the time in some way, shape, or form. I will tell you that beyond a shadow of a doubt. He's not quiet. You walk outside today and you look at the sun, he's going to speak to you. He speaks to you in that still small voice. He speaks to you through song. He speaks to you through the word. He speaks to you through individuals that you're around. There's some people I really like, and there's some people I don't. Only a few. Because I make it my point to try and look for something in everybody that I can talk to them. There's a couple people that I really have to pray through because it's hard for me. There's a couple. It's really hard. There's a couple. It's really hard, right? But that's where we draw on him. You all don't have anybody it's hard to like, right? Sherry, yeah. Amen, Jesus. I love you, baby. You're my favorite. So I want you to know that he's greater than your regrets. He's greater than your sickness. He wants you to get up. If you've been down because of the burdens of life, if you've been down because you are so busy you can't seem to think, if you allow that to get you down, if you're having a struggle at home, at work, at school, whatever it is, I want you to know today that he wants you to get up. Get up. Stand up. Move up. Get out of the mully grubs. Well, Jim, that's easier said than done. Absolutely it is. He wants you to get up. Don't abide in the down. Don't abide in the despair. Don't abide in the fails. Has anybody ever failed? I have. You can't abide in the fails. Don't abide in the fails. Don't abide there. We're going to get somewhere in a minute. Don't abide in the loneliness, the sickness, or the regrets. You have any regrets? I have a couple. I have some. Don't abide in the regrets. Oh, I didn't spend enough time with my kids. Oh, I didn't spend enough time with my wife. Oh, I didn't love my wife enough. Oh, I didn't love my kids enough. Oh, I didn't work hard enough. Oh, I didn't go to school long enough. I didn't get the degree I should have got. Oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. We are a people, whether we express it verbally or in any other shape, inside, a lot of times, we live in our regrets. Now, if that doesn't touch you, that's fine. If you're a total non-regretter, great. Great, you lived a great life. If you have no regrets. If you have no regrets, praise the Lord. I've had regrets. But I can't live in them. You can't stay in them. He's there to pull you out of them. He wants to speak to you today. Do not live in your regrets. Do not live in your loneliness. Do not live in your despair. Do not live in your sickness or your failures. He wants you to stand up. Get up. Get up and move forward. God said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, Deuteronomy. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Next scripture, please. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the kind of God we serve. I want you to know it doesn't matter where you get to. It doesn't matter how far away you get. It doesn't matter how far down you get. It doesn't matter how far up you get. I want you to know something this morning, that our God, he'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can't get away from him. Do you know that? You can't get away from him. Oh, you can get in the mud. You can get there, but that doesn't mean he's not there. He's going to lift you up. You got to believe that he'll lift you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Get up. Understand this. Crap happens. Right? Crap happens. We live in the world. We live in our lives. We live amongst people. We live amongst them. Unless you're one of those dudes that's living on the backside of Alaska somewhere by yourself and your camera crew. But unless you're living by yourself on the backside, you live amongst them. You live amongst the folks. You're going to get cut off. You're going to have an encounter that's going to be bad. You're going to be around people you don't like. You're going to be around people you do like. You're going to be around people you tolerate. Don't like.
Like.
Tolerate. Amen. You're going to be amongst them. Amen. So you've been changed. You've been set free. You've been set up to succeed. Get up. And that's part of the word for my thought pattern today is get up. Because too often we stay down. Jim, that seems easy to say. It is easy to say. Not so easy to do. But if you'll trust in him and you'll look to him for your guidance and you'll look to him for your strength and you'll look to him, you can get up. You can get up. Get up. Amen. So what's he saying to you? Listen. He's telling us to listen. Are you bound? Or are you loosed? Are you bound or are you loosed? Are you in prison or have you been set free? He's there for you. Not everybody has a tragic life. Some people just go through life at an even level, even keel, and things don't always, you don't see this kind of life, right? But some do. And those that do, he's there down here. He's there up here and everywhere in between. And if your life is a little bit less, just he's there. He doesn't pick and choose. Amen? No, he doesn't. Amen. So get up. There's a lot of voices in the world today. Some are true, some are not. There's a lot of voices in the church. Some are true, some are not. And what we have to do is we have to learn to discern that voice. We have to learn to discern the voice of the Lord. You know, one of the things Pap used to say all the time, what did he say? What did he say? You got to know him for yourself. Because he, in the event that he went the wrong path, he wanted to make sure you knew God for yourself. Because if we know God for ourselves, we won't be deceived. I have, because I am electronically illiterate. You wouldn't think that. I mean, just look. I'm electronically illiterate when it comes to phones. Don't know how to make them work. Other than turn them on, talk to them, text, right? Get my Facebook. I check my Facebook out. But I can't get into the guts of them like my kids can and like certain folk can. I had the Bible app on my phone for the last 3 years. Guess what? I didn't know I could listen to it. I didn't know I could listen to it. There's a little button down in the middle that I thought was just to advance it. That's the play button. Go figure. I have been in hog heaven for the last 3 months. Man. I've read my Bible through several times over the years. But I'm getting through it. And man, I am doing it while I'm driving. That's good news. I think that's in the Gospel of John somewhere. Good news to be able to hear the gospel, right? It's good news for me. Praise the Lord. So, there's a lot of voices in the world. Listen to his voice. Learn to listen to his voice. And above all, listen with your eyes. Listen with your eyes. I'm out of the camera now. Listen with your eyes, Papa. Listen with your eyes. If someone's not listening, you get a hold of their face. Listen with your eyes. Beth, do that to him today when he's ignoring you. Listen with your eyes. Listen with your eyes. Listen with the heart. Listen with intent. Listen with the desire to hear what somebody's saying. Because if you aren't listening when someone's speaking to you, you're telling them you don't care what they have to say. Say that again. If you aren't listening when someone's speaking to you, you're telling them that you don't really care what they have to say. Oh, no, Jim, I just wasn't paying attention. You don't really care what they had to say. Come on! I love you. You're the best one. I am. I'm going to listen to this later again. Praise the Lord. It's okay. All right, so understand this. That there's nowhere too far. There's nowhere too deep. There's nowhere too far gone that he can't get to you. You can't be too far away from him. Praise the Lord. Let's go to these Genesis 41. I spent a lot of time with Joseph over the last months. It says, and Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, There is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain around about his neck. Amen. Joseph, if you don't know the story of Joseph, Joseph was one of Jacob's sons. He was sold into slavery by his brothers. That's some family issues right there. That's some family issues right there. Sold their younger brother into slavery because they didn't like what he had to say. They weren't listening with an intent to understand. He sold him into slavery. And then what happened was is he was put into a pit. And God got him out of the pit. He was put into prison. And God got him out of prison. And God set him up. He got up. And when he got up big. I want you to know that God will come into the pit. He will come into the prison. He will come into that place that either you've gotten yourself into or someone else has gotten you into. But God will come there and he will pull you out. He is looking for you. He's looking for you. You think he's left you? He hadn't. He's looking for you. Next scripture, please. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now the Lord had prepared. Dowry, read that other one? Yeah. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And when Jonah prayed out of the fish's belly, the fish, God had that fish spit him up onto the land. Sometimes we feel like we've been puked up, right? It's been a rough go. When you come out of it, you feel like somebody threw you up. You got thrown up. But I want you to know that even though he was in the belly of the whale or the belly of the fish, he wasn't too far from God. That God didn't hear his prayer. Even though Joseph was in the pit, even though Joseph was in the prison, he wasn't too far away that God didn't hear him and pull him out. Next scripture, please. I always wind up back here because I think this is just such a beautiful picture of his redemptive power. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance on riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him to his fields to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have enough to eat and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will rise and go to my father, and I'll say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. And I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, and we're going to stop here. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And most of you know the rest of that story is that that son was restored. But the key that I want you to understand with this piece of scripture is that God, his father, was looking for him. He was looking down the road. I want you to know this morning, I want you to hear this, that it doesn't matter where you're at in your life, God is standing there looking for you. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. And when you turn, it says he ran to him. He ran to him. Doesn't say the son ran to him. It says God ran to the son. I want you to know that God will run to you today. If you've been struggling, if you've been in a place where you feel like you just don't have anywhere to turn, if you're living the good life, but there's things inside of you that are bugging the heck out of you, God is there looking for you. He's wanting to pull you out. And it said, and when he got to him, he threw his arms around him and kissed him. He had compassion. Because that's the kind of God we serve. If I didn't serve a God that I thought was compassionate, I wouldn't serve him. He's got compassion. How do I know that? He's shown it to me. I know that because I've experienced that. And because I've experienced that, I can share that with you, that I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, who you've been with, what the heck, whatever you've done. Guess what? He loves you. The scripture says there is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Wow. Huh? That's all good. That's all good. Doesn't matter. You might have stuff inside of you that no one knows. Right? Because we're inside our own heads, right? We've got all kinds of stuff in our own heads that nobody knows about. Except us and him. Give it to him today. Give it to him today. Because I'm telling you something, when you got stuff in your head, when you got crap in your head, when crap's happened to you in life, Pap would be pulling me aside for saying crap in church. But what did I say one time? Well, I forget what I said one time. I don't know. I forget what it was. But yeah, screwed around. I said screwed around. That was it. Thanks for remembering. And you were listening, weren't you, sister? But I used the term screwed around one time, and Pap said, he didn't say anything. Hey, come here, I want to talk to you. You can't use that in church. What? You can't use that word in church. All right. Amen. So, I love that guy with all my heart. What a blessing he was to me. He listened. He listened. Amen. He listened and he loved without any stipulations. Amen. So you can't outrun God. So he's rescued us from those places of loneliness. He's rescued us from those places where we might have failed. He's rescued us from those places that no one even knows is inside our head where we feel less than. He's rescued us from that. I want you to know that this morning. Please listen to this. He has rescued you from those things in your head that no one else even knows is there, that you struggle with and that you put on a good facade every day. But in here, you're struggling. In here, you're fighting. In here, you're mixed up. In here, it doesn't seem right. But he's there. I'm telling you, he sees it. He's with you. And if you'll just come to him, just turn. That's all you got to do. That's all the prodigal did. He turned. And when he turned, God ran to him. That's how it works. He'll run to you. Oh, my God, he's looking for you. He's searching you out. That's the good thing about our God. He's not hanging on a stool somewhere. He's hanging on the rail. He's on the rail. Did you ever watch anybody watch a game? The guy's down on the rail. Man, they're into it. They know what's going on. Hey, did you see that dude right there? That was a poor play, right? That guy, he's going to. Those guys on the rail, they know what's going on. I want you to know something. God's on the rail. He's watching for you. I want you to know there is nothing that can separate you from his love. Hear that. Here, if you can't look me in the eye, look me right here. There is nothing that can separate you from his love. There is nothing that can separate you from his love. Let's say that together. There is nothing that can separate you from his love. My, my, my. My, my, my. That's good news. That's good news. He will not give up on you. And I'll tell you something else. Neither will I. We need to say that to one another. He won't give up on you. And I'm going to tell you something. Neither will I. I've helped people that have hurt me. But I've helped them. And I know you have too. He won't give up on you. And neither will I. This body is a body of love. It's here to support you. It's here to lift you up. So, have you been listening? Have you been listening? Can you know what middle of my forehead looks like real good? Amen. You've been listening? Have you been listening? Let me ask you this. Have you been listening with your eyes? Have you been listening with your eyes? Because that's where we receive with intent. Listening with intent with our eyes. Praise the Lord. Listen with your eyes. Focus on him. Focus on your family. Focus on your fellow man. And amen. Amen. What a good God we serve. Man, I'll tell you what, I've been up, I've been down. I've been running the middle, but I'll tell you one thing I've found. He's a good God. He's a good God. When I'm down, he'll pick me up. When I'm riding the middle, he'll say, come on, man, you can do better than that. He'll lift me up even higher. And when I'm high, he'll take me even another level higher. I want you to know he is a good God today, and he loves you. And he loves you, and he loves you, and he loves you, and he loves you. And you can't be separated from his love. Can't do it. You can't run to the pit. You can't run to prison. You can't jump into the belly of the whale. I'm just going to tell you something. You can't get away from him. Whether you're in whale snot, or you're in pit dirt, or you're in prison environment, I'm telling you, he'll set you free. He'll set you free. He loves you today. If you hear nothing else today, know this for a fact, that God loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beth's going to sing a song for you.